City Parks workers will be planting 6 apple trees in each of 8 municipal parks as part of a pilot project aimed at bolstering food security. Park staff have selected fruit tree species that are hardy for our area and pest-resistant, says Susan Hamilton Beach, the city's director of public works. This year's group of plantings shall be a pilot project with advantages and disadvantages to be tracked in the upcoming years to be able to best determine program expansion, Beach says in a report to Mayor Matthew Shoemaker and city councillors. The plan is to plant 8 city neighborhood parks with 6 edible apple trees consisting of 4 different varieties of apples in each park. We will be planting 4-foot-high, 4-year-old trees which should start producing apples in 3 to 4 years' time after planting. Beach says the 8 selected parks were chosen to ensure citywide distribution. Clergue Park, Bellevue Park, LaSalle Park, Rosedale Park, Brookfield Park, Zook Park, Littner Park, Arizona Park. The intent of planting fruit-bearing trees in an effort to combat food security issues serves as an educational program as well as a community growth initiative as stated, Beach says. Determining a suitable location to mitigate the attraction of bears and other animals, pests as well as all other aspects of maintenance will be critical. 7 years ago, the city and Algoma District School Board planted 25 edible apple trees at the Etienne Brule site near Esposito Park in the downtown area. These trees have been bearing edible apples for 2 seasons now, Beach says in her report. Through observation, we have not seen any increase in rodents or animals being attracted to the existing orchard site. Planting trees has a positive influence on our city's carbon footprint. Overall, tree planting is an effort to maintain and enhance our overall tree inventory while also allowing the opportunity for our citizens to enjoy fresh fruit.